The whole idea was to get at the basis, to read the fine parts of the thing. And some of them really showed most marvelous powers. Many of them were trying to float in the air or pass through it. I shall tell you a story which I heard from a great scholar in the West. It was told him by a governor of Ceylon, who saw the performance. A girl was brought forward and seated cross-legged upon a stool made of sticks crossed. After she had been seated for a time, the showman began to take out, one after another, these crossbars. And when all were taken out, the girl was left floating in the air. The governor thought there was some trick, so he drew his sword violently, passed it under the girl. Nothing was there. Now what was this? It was not magic or something extraordinary. That is a peculiarity. No one in India would tell you that things like this do not exist. To the Hindu it is a matter of course. You know that the Hindus would often say when they are to fight their enemies, "Oh, one of our yogis will come and drive the whole lot out." It is extreme belief of the race. What power is there in the hand of the sword? The power is all in the spirit. If this is true, it is temptation enough for the mind to exert its highest. But as with every other science, it is very difficult to make any great achievement. So also with this, nay much more. You most people think that these powers can be easily gained. How many are the years you take to make a fortune? Think of that. First, how many years do you take to learn electrical science or engineering? And then you have to work all the rest of your life. Again, most of the other sciences deal with things that do not move, that are fixed. You can analyze the chair does not fly from you. But this science deals with the mind, which moves all the time. The moment you want to study it, it slips. Now the mind is in one mood. The next moment perhaps it is different, changing, changing all the time. In the midst of all this change, it has to be studied, understood, grasped and controlled. How much more difficult then is this science? It requires rigorous training. People ask me why I do not give them practical lessons. Why? It's no joke. I stand upon this platform talking to you and you go home and find no benefit. Nor do I. Then you say, it's all bosh. It's because you have wanted to make a bosh of it. I know very little of this science. But the little that I gain, I work for 30 years of my life. And for 6 years I've been telling people the little that I know. It took me 30 years to learn it. 30 years of hard struggle. Sometimes I worked at it 20 hours during the 24. Sometimes I slept only 1 hour in the night. Sometimes I worked whole nights. Sometimes I lived in places where there was hardly a sound, hardly a breath. Sometimes I had to live in caves. Think of that. And yet I know little or nothing. I have barely touched the hem of the garment of this science. But I can understand that it is true and vast and wonderful. Now, if there is any one amongst you who really wants to study this science, he will have to start with that sort of determination. The same as, nay, even more than that which he puts into any business of life. And what an amount of attention does business require, and what a rigorous taskmaster it is. Even if the father, the mother, the wife, or the child dies, business cannot stop. Even if the heart is breaking, we still have to go to our place of business, when every hour of work is a pang. That is business. And we think that it is just, it is right. This science calls for more application than any business can acquire. Many men can succeed in business, very few in this. Because so much depends upon the particular constitution of the person studying it. As in business, all may not make a fortune, but everyone can make something. So in the study of this science, each one can get a glimpse which will convince him of his truth and of the fact that there have been men who realized it fully. This is the outline of the science. It stands upon its own feet and in its own light and challenges comparison with any other science. There have been charlatans, there have been magicians, there have been cheats, and more here than in any other world, any other field. Why? For the same reason, that the more profitable the business, the greater the number of charlatans and cheats. But that is no reason why the business should not be good. And one thing more, it may be good intellectual gymnastics to listen to all the arguments and intellectual satisfaction to hear of wonderful things. But if any one of you really wants to learn something beyond that, merely attending lectures will not do. That cannot be taught in lectures, for it is life. And life can only convey life. If there are any amongst you who are really determined to learn it, I shall be very glad to help them. It's one of the great lectures of Vivekananda, so I have thought of reading it with you, not leaving to chance that you might read by yourself, because I really wanted you to read it. We are dealing with yoga, and this is an introductory lecture on yoga. Powers of the mind that can be studied scientifically. You can, by practicing with great patience, as it says, it may take 30 years even to touch the hem of the garment. Yoga is defined what you can do normally in many, many years. By practice of yoga, you can do in a short time. You can shorten, you can accelerate, you can attain to perfection. Therefore, the book that you have started a few days ago, The Synthesis of Yoga, is such a tremendous thing. Very few people have the chance to read this book, and you are so fortunate that you are reading it. Now we come back.